Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
This time we're going behind the scenes of the consulting world.
Oh, yeah.
But not the usual how to be a consultant stuff.
Right.
We're getting into the nitty-gritty of WHY communication between those high-paid advisors and the companies they advise.
Mm-hmm.
It can be so tricky.
Yeah.
And for this, we're turning to Nicholas Luhmann.
Oh, interesting.
He was a sociologist with some seriously radical ideas about how communication really works.
I'm intrigued.
Especially when it comes to giving and receiving advice.
Okay,
you know the classic image we have of consultants, right?
Like, they've got it all figured out.
Exactly. Like, they're scientists with all the answers.
Like, just apply the right formula and boom, problem solved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But our source for this deep dive, a chapter from one of Luhmann's books.
Okay.
It makes it so clear. It's not that simple.
Yeah. I mean, Luhmann argues that good consulting, it's not just about spitting out facts and figures.
It's more than that.
Way more. It's about trying to transfer like this deep theoretical understanding.
Oh, I see.
And that translation process. That's where things get really messy.
It's like, imagine explaining quantum physics to someone who's never even taken a science class.
Right. Like, how much can you really simplify it?
Yeah. You hit that, explain it to me like I'm five wall pretty fast.
Exactly. And on top of that.
Or it gets worse.
Well, think about it. Business theories, they change almost as fast as TikTok trends.
Oh, gosh. That's true.
So what's groundbreaking today is old news tomorrow.
Consultants must feel that pressure.
Oh, absolutely. They're caught in that whirlwind too, which just adds to the communication chaos.
So it's not just about dumbing down complex ideas.
No.
It's about communicating them in a world where the rules are constantly changing.
You got it.
And that's got to be tough for consultants trying to stay relevant.
Huge challenge. And this is where Luhmann brings in this really fascinating concept.
Okay.
He calls it the incomprehensibility shield.
Incomprehensibility shield.
Yeah.
What is this, some kind of superpower?
Kinda. Luhmann's suggesting that the more complex a consultant's theories are, the less likely they are to get sucked into all the company's internal drama.
Oh, interesting. So their big brains actually protect them.
In a way, yeah. When you're dealing with ideas that are hard to grasp,
yeah,
it's easier to stay neutral. You're kind of observing from a distance.
Like, you've got that VIP pass, you see the whole show, without getting caught in the mosh pit.
Exactly. It's a way to maintain their authority and influence.
Ugh.
But there's a catch.
Always a catch.
This detachment, while useful, it also makes it even harder for them to actually communicate those insights.
Oh, so they need the complexity.
To stay objective, to offer that fresh perspective.
But then they risk losing the company in a maze of jargon.
Exactly. It's a tightrope walk.
How do they find that sweet spot where the advice is both insightful and something the company can actually use?
Great question.
Yeah.
And that leads us to another crucial concept in Luhmann's thinking. Latency.
Latency. Okay, I'm all ears.
Imagine there are things happening within a company, like undercurrents and hidden dynamics.
Okay.
That even the people working there aren't fully aware of.
Like those unspoken rules everyone seems to know but nobody talks about?
Exactly. And the consultant coming in from the outside, they might be able to spot these things.
Oh, that makes sense.
But revealing them? Whoa, that can be risky. Like stepping on a landmine.
Oh, I see. So it's not just about understanding the company's problems.
Right.
It's about understanding what they're ready to hear.
You got it. There's a real art to knowing what to reveal, what to nudge, and what's better left unsaid.
High stakes game.
Absolutely. And this is where Luhmann gets even more mind-blowing.
Oh, boy.
He introduces this idea of second-order cybernetics.
Second-order cybernetics. Sounds intimidating.
The name is, but it's really about taking a step back.
Okay.
And observing how people observe things, including themselves.
Observing the observers. Okay, I'm going to need you to break that down for me.
Think of it this way. We all have blind spots, right?
Oh, for sure.
We see the world through our own lens, shaped by our experiences and beliefs. And those blind spots, they influence how we interpret information and make decisions.
That makes sense.
What Luhmann's saying is we need to become aware of those blind spots.
Not just in others.
Not just in others, but in ourselves, too.
So we're trying to understand how people understand things.
You got it. Which is a whole other level of complexity.
No kidding. So how does this relate to the consultant-company dynamic?
Well, are you saying they're both walking around with these blind spots bumping into each other, like in a dark room?
Uh-huh. Yeah, kind of.
And according to Luhmann, this isn't just some unfortunate side effect.
It's more than that.
It's often a key factor in how companies choose consultants in the first place.
Wait, you mean they're deliberately hiring people who can't see certain things? How does that make any sense?
I know it sounds counterintuitive, but bear with me. Lumen argues that companies are often drawn to consultants who have blind spots that align with their own.
So they're not really looking for a completely objective outsider.
Not always.
They're looking for someone who sees the world in a way that supports their own worldview.
Bingo. Like they're shopping for a pair of glasses that only enhances the colors they already like.
Wow. Okay. That's deep.
Right. They're seeking validation rather than a truly objective perspective.
And that's where things get really interesting.
Oh, yeah. This is where it gets good.
Tell me more.
We'll have to save that for the next part of our deep dive.
All right, listeners, stay tuned. We'll be back with more insights from Nicholas Lemon.
It's going to be good.
See you soon. Okay, so we're back.
Back again.
And we left off with this idea that companies might actually be drawn to consultants.
Right.
Who have blind spots that align with their own.
That's a bit of a head scratcher, isn't it?
It really challenges how we think about good advice.
Yeah, we tend to think the best consultants are the ones who see what we can't.
Right. Like they have that outside perspective.
But Lumen's suggesting that sometimes.
Sometimes.
We're actually looking for someone who sees things the way WE want to see them.
It's like we're not really looking for the truth.
Or the whole truth, maybe.
More like going with a fortune teller, but only if they tell you you're going to win the lottery.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And it happens more often than you think.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Imagine a company that's struggling. You know, they're trying to adapt to a changing market.
It happens all the time.
They might be tempted to hire a consultant who specializes in the next big thing.
Even if that thing is totally unproven.
Well, yeah, even if it's still mostly hype.
So they're drawn to someone who can paint a rosy picture.
Exactly. Someone who promises them the moon, even if the spaceship isn't built yet.
It's like hiring a motivational speaker who also happens to have an MBA.
That's a good one. It's a way for the company to manage their anxiety. Keep that optimism going, even when things are uncertain.
But there's always a but.
It also means they might be missing some red flags.
Ignoring the warning sign.
Exactly. The ones that don't fit that narrative they've bought into.
How many companies have gone down the wrong path because of this?
It's a real danger. But Lumen doesn't just leave us hanging with this doom and gloom.
Oh, good.
He offers a way forward.
Okay, tell me.
He calls it the upside of incommunicability.
The upside? Wait, I thought we were talking about how these communication barriers are the problem.
Right, but it's not that the barriers themselves are good.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that they're just part of the game.
They're unavoidable.
Especially when it comes to advice. And by acknowledging them, we can actually use them to our advantage.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. How can we do that?
Lumen suggests that by accepting the fact that we all have blind spots.
And that perfect communication is a myth.
Exactly. We can start having more productive conversations.
So it's not about trying to get everyone on the same page.
No, it's more about recognizing that there are multiple pages.
I like that.
And the goal is to navigate those different perspectives to find a solution.
So it's less about winning and more about collaborating.
Exactly. It's a shift from a win-lose mentality to a let's figure this out together approach.
Okay, that sounds great in theory, but how do we actually do that?
It starts with curiosity.
Curiosity.
Instead of assuming we know what the other person means, we ask questions.
We really listen.
We really listen, not just to the words, but to the emotions behind them.
The unspoken stuff.
Exactly. The assumptions, the anxieties, all of that.
It's like we need to become anthropologists of our own relationships.
Uh-huh. I love that. We're studying the culture, the language, the unspoken rules.
And by doing that,
we start to see our own WN blind spots more clearly.
That's when we can ask ourselves, what am I missing here?
Right. What am I bringing to this conversation that might be blocking me from really understanding?
But that's a tough thing to do.
It is. It takes humility to really look at those blind spots.
Because nobody likes to be wrong.
It can be humbling, for sure. But it's also incredibly liberating.
Liberating. How so?
Because once we see our limitations, we can start to appreciate other perspectives.
So we become more open to learning.
Exactly. Even if those views challenge our own.
So Lumen is encouraging us to embrace the discomfort.
The uncertainty that comes with realizing we don't have all the answers.
He's saying that real growth happens when we step outside our comfort zones.
When we confront those blind spots head on. That's where the magic happens.
So those messy in-between spaces.
Where our assumptions are challenged.
And our perspectives collide.
That's where the real breakthroughs happen.
It's a pretty radical shift in thinking.
It is. But it's powerful. Instead of trying to force everyone onto the same page.
We learn to appreciate the richness of having multiple perspectives.
And by doing that, we move from a mindset of scarcity.
Where we're always defending our turf.
To a mindset of abundance.
Yeah.
Where we can draw on the wisdom of everyone involved.
It's a beautiful vision.
It is. And Lumen gives us the tools to get there.
I think we need to bring this back to consulting, though.
Okay. Yeah, good idea.
How can consultants and companies use these insights to build better relationships?
Well, it starts with acknowledging the power dynamics.
That are always there.
Consultants need to be aware of their own blind spots.
And how their expertise might be perceived.
Exactly. They need to explain their ideas clearly and make them relevant to the company's needs.
So it's not just about being brilliant.
No, it's about translating that brilliance into something useful.
Building trust and a real partnership.
Right. Not just delivering a cookie-cutter solution.
And companies need to be open to hearing things they might not want to hear.
To be challenged.
To ask tough questions and have honest conversations.
Even when it's hard. That's key.
It sounds like a recipe for a much more collaborative consulting experience.
It does. But it requires vulnerability on both sides.
To admit we don't have all the answers.
That we're all learning and growing.
We're all navigating a complex world with our own blind spots.
And by acknowledging those blind spots,
we can build bridges of understanding.
And create a more productive way of working together.
Powerful stuff. It resonates way beyond the business world.
It's about how we communicate, how we connect as humans.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into the mind of Nicholas Lumen.
Before we do, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Go for it.
Lumen focused on companies, but think about your personal relationships. What blind spots might be shaping your conversations?
Yeah, what assumptions are we making?
How can understanding these dynamics lead to more empathy and understanding in your own life?
That's a great question to ponder. And everyone, be sure to check out the show notes for links to Lumen's work.
And other resources that can help you explore these ideas further.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time. Lumen's ideas really are something else.
Definitely not your typical business advice.
No, but that's what makes it so refreshing.
It's like he's pushing us to see things differently.
Not just offering a quick fix.
Yeah, he's acknowledging that these communication breakdowns, they're not just glitches in the system.
It's deeper than that.
Way deeper. They're built into the very fabric of how we interact.
Because each of us, we come with our own baggage.
Our own history. Our own way of seeing things. And yeah, our own blind spots.
I think that's what resonated most with me.
Yeah.
We always hear, if we could just communicate better, everything would be fine.
Right. Like it's a simple fix.
But Lumen's saying it's not about eliminating those barriers completely.
It's about seeing them as a starting point.
For a different kind of understanding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We shift our focus from fighting against them.
To recognizing them as part of the process.
And that's where the real learning begins.
Okay, so how do we put this into practice? Not just in consulting, but in any relationship.
Well, it starts with being curious.
Curious?
Yeah, instead of assuming we know what the other person's thinking.
We ask.
We ask. We really listen, not just to the words, but to what's underneath.
The emotions, the unspoken stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as we become more attuned to that.
We start to see our own blind spots too.
Right. We can ask, what am I missing? What assumptions am I making that might be blocking me?
That's a tough one though.
It is.
It takes humility.
Nobody likes admitting they might be wrong. True. But that humility is what allows us to grow.
And build stronger relationships.
It's about letting go of that need to be right all the time.
And being open to learning something new.
Even if it makes us uncomfortable.
So Lumen's saying, embrace the discomfort.
Embrace the uncertainty. Because that's where the real growth happens.
When we step outside our comfort zones.
And challenge our assumptions.
Those messy in-between spaces.
Where our perspectives clash.
That's where the breakthroughs happen.
Yeah.
It's a different way of thinking about communication.
It's not about reaching some perfect understanding.
Because that might not even exist.
Right. It's about creating the conditions for deeper connection.
Even if that connection is always evolving.
We're all works in progress, right?
Constantly navigating a complex world.
With our own unique blind spots.
But by accepting that.
And approaching our interactions with curiosity and humility.
We can build more authentic and resilient relationships.
It's a powerful message.
And it applies to so much more than just the business world.
It's about how we connect as humans.
So the next time you're in a conversation that feels stuck.
Or you're struggling to understand someone.
Remember what we've talked about.
Take a step back.
Ask questions.
Now challenge your assumptions.
And most importantly, stay curious.
Because in those moments of openness.
That's where real understanding can emerge.
Absolutely. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into the world of Nicholas Lumen.
Hope you enjoyed the journey, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time. on The Deep Dive.